Okay, good morning, everybody. And I'm going to start off by making what is probably a completely inappropriate remark. So I'm going to comment on the fact that there seems to be a bit of a gap down here, and there seems to be some colour coordination on this side, and I'm wondering whether they looked in the door and decided they'd better go home and see what colours they could come up with. So we'll see. I'm sure that they will all join us, but obviously my guess is that in fact the trustees are in a meeting on their own right now. I did know that they had an 8:30 meeting, so it may have gone over. So, however, we will start. And I will say good morning to everybody. And I trust you had a good evening last night. I know that some of us left the dinner as soon as we had eaten, and there were a number of full glasses of wine still going. So I'm sure that some of you had a longer evening than others of us, but it was a good dinner, and certainly your feedback forms for this hotel, because this is the first time we've been here, are really, really important, so I do encourage you to make sure you do that. This morning, though, our first session this morning is, I think it really will wake us up as we think about our customers and our stakeholders and how they engage with us in this digital time. And I think the important thing here is how they engage with us, but how we think about our advice will help to shape the foundation's roadmap for their future digital experience. So it's, you know, if we think about the questions that were in the pack that Mark will cover in a minute, that, you know, it is about what are the experiences that we've got, what can we bring to assist the foundation in the roadmap. So Mark Byatt is with us here this morning to set up the session before we go into our breakout groups. And so I will hand over right now to Mark to do the setup. Mark, all yours.
Great, thank you, Joanna. So good morning, everyone. This morning's session is about our digital experience. Yesterday we heard how digital is transforming the investment process. Today hopefully we're going to have a discussion about how digital could transform our own experience that we offer to our customers and stakeholders. So the purpose of the session today really is to seek your advice on how we shape our product roadmap for our future digital experience. What is our vision for how we can best use technology to deliver enhanced value to our stakeholders or customers, as I will call them through this presentation, and how we can use technology to unlock value that exists within our organization and within feedback from our stakeholders to help us achieve our mission in the most effective manner. The reason why we're quite excited about the session with the Advisory Council today is around the table, you are in effect a cross-section of our customers, of our stakeholders around the world. Technology gives us a great opportunity to deliver an enhanced range of services to you and those that you represent, so we really do want to hear your views. And this is a really important time for us in getting that feedback because we are midway through a major digital transformation project for the foundation. It's what we call our business process and technology project. And as part of that, we're going to modernize our core internal systems, put in place new customer relationship management systems, CRM, content management systems already there. So we'll have an entirely new toolkit, which will allow us to modernize our overall digital experience that we offer to our customers. And the question is, what do we do with that toolkit? And so your input will be extremely valuable in determining that roadmap. So what do we mean by digital experience? Well, in sum, it's what is the digital relationship that we have with our customers? Right now, we do a lot of stuff digitally. And if you look at the various images in that circle, we have our public website, we have EI4S, which is our online access to the standards. We have mobile access. About 30% of people who access our online services do so through mobile channels. We broadcast all of our board meetings online. We record a range of podcasts, monthly board summaries, technical updates. We publish a lot of information, whether it be the standards themselves, implementation support, board papers, IFRIC, ISB update. There's a lot of information there. We use social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We host webinars on technical subjects. We have an online shop where people can buy products and online subscriptions. We provide online education services to a degree, and we solicit feedback in the form of comment letters and other channels. So digital experience really is about looking at these various things that we do from a holistic perspective, what we currently offer and what we may choose to offer in the future. And so this isn't really about what we do in the next 3 months. It's about saying, how can technology help us to deliver a better digital experience, and how does that fit on let's say, a product roadmap over the coming years? So what should our digital experience be? And when I talk about that, what I actually mean is technology really is just an enabler. It's not about implementing technology for technology's sake. When you think about this relationship, it's about an exchange of value. What do we have within the foundation in terms of knowledge, resources, expertise that technology can help us unlock, and how can we expose that to the benefit of our customers, stakeholders around the world? And what knowledge and expertise do those customers, stakeholders have in terms of feedback on how the standards are being used and applied in practice, and input into our standard setting process? How do we unlock the value that exists in the minds of our stakeholders and customers and expose that to the foundation? And so technology is just the way we choose to do that. And this kind of exchange of value is central to everything that we're going to talk about. So why is this important? Well, these stats vary from time to time, but if you actually look at the numbers, what you'll see is that in 2019, a tiny fraction of our interactions are face-to-face. Now, they are very important relationships, but if you look at the quantity, most of the impressions that people get of the organization, most of the interactions are through digital channels. And where we do have face-to-face, it's more of a blended approach of both digital and offline. And that's not unique to the foundation, that's just the way the world is these days. Now, that creates both challenges and opportunities. The challenges is one of how do you remain relevant in a digital world? And the opportunities are that if we have this toolkit where we can deliver an enhanced digital experience, that really works for organizations like ours, where we are a global body with one primary office and a relatively small staff, but we have a big global constituency. So digital fits really well for us. It's a great opportunity. It's a perfect model for an organization such as ours. It also gives us an opportunity to move from a kind of transactional nature of engagements digitally to more of a digital relationship. If you think about how offline relationships work, they're rarely transactional, they're interactive, and it's an exchange of value over the long term. Modern CRM systems give us the opportunity to use tools to develop digital relationships that have those same qualities, where we can start to gain insight into people's preferences and interests and deliver value and services based on that information. Digital also gives us an ability to scale our offering considerably. For a small organization with a limited staff, it's very difficult for us to cover the world. With a better, more comprehensive digital offer, that could help us to really scale our offering in terms of our outreach and engagement, this exchange of value. That could really help in areas such as consistent application that we talked about yesterday, particularly amongst those developing economies. So there's a lot of opportunity here if we can just get it right and get that unlocking of value done properly. So how might our digital experience evolve? Two things I want to say at the offset. First of all, these are not proposals. We're at a stage now where we're interested in ideas. And what I've set out here are things just to seed the creative process during the breakout sessions. So there are things that we could do, or there might be things that we might choose not to do. Second thing to say is that where the foundation is, you know, we are not a disruptor. If you look at the kind of the risk management spread that we were talking about yesterday, you know, we're not the ones that are necessarily going to innovate around the world. But this is more about catching up with how other sectors and organizations are using technology to deliver an enhanced service between them and their customers. So this is about us catching up as much as anything. Who can we learn from? What services offered by others could translate into an IFRS world? Who should we talk to? We've already had some good ideas from several of the advisory council members, so we're hoping to get some more feedback. So if we look at the boxes here, starting with EIFRS in the top left, EIFRS is our way people can access the standards online. It's about 10 years old. It's a book-based navigation approach. It's a little more than a collection of PDFs or HTML versions of those PDFs. As part of this process, we are going to fold the IFRS into our public website. We're going to deliver an enhanced service. What should that look like? So we're keen to get your feedback on what the new EIFRS might be. In terms of our digital offering, should we focus more on enhanced content? And so what I mean by that is, to what extent should we organize more editorial content to help unlock the knowledge and expertise that exists in the mind of the board and the staff and expose that to our stakeholders? So should our digital experience become more of an immersive experience where we have full-time writers, editorial, blogs, video interviews, much like a digital magazine publisher? Should we be looking at the way people actually access the standards themselves? So rather than the kind of flat PDF style presentation of the standards, should we introduce more of a layered approach where the user can choose from different layers of other relevant content, such as implementation support materials, whilst directly viewing the standard, maybe drill down into the history of how that standard was developed? How can we use data to deliver a better user experience? So if you previously viewed, say, the IFRS 17 standard, you might be interested in the upcoming board meeting on that topic. So to what extent can we help improve that experience based on your browsing and other data? How can we use that data to gain greater insights? So you viewed the IFRS 15 page. We're about to undertake a post-implementation review of the standard. Tell us how it works in practice. So how do we use data to improve the quality of the information we get for our standard setting activities? From a brand and reputation perspective, there are some great opportunities for more granular insights into users' views of the organization. So maybe the trustees are about to do a due process review of a standard in advance of us issuing it. You know, to what extent should they be reaching out to those that have submitted comments to get their feedback on how we dealt with that information? Many organizations use things like online communities at arm's length to help users solve each other's problems. So if I have a problem with my Apple phone, I go to the Apple communities, someone else has probably already solved that problem, and I get feedback from them. So could those sorts of communities help encourage greater consistency in the application of those standards, particularly among developing economies? Or would the risks of doing that outweigh the benefits? So please don't get hung up on that one particular topic. I'm just trying to show the spectrum of things that people can look at. There are a couple of big topics, I think, that lurk beneath the surface here. And the first is, who is our target audience for these digital services? Are they the, 10,000 people that engage with the IASB on a regular basis, or are they the many millions of IFRS-trained accountants around the world? Who are we delivering value to? And the second thing is, what role should our own offer play within the IFRS supply chain? So within the IFRS supply chain, there are many actors, not only standard setters, but regulators, the accounting profession, auditors, development agencies, training companies. So how broad should our offering be? And obviously that, again, relates to our discussion yesterday on consistent application. So where we need your help, really, is to help us answer these two fundamental questions. Number one, how should our current digital experience evolve? What is good about what we currently do, and where can it be improved? What developments should we prioritize over the next few years, 2 to 3 years? And number two, who can we learn from? Given that we're not going to be the disruptors, we want to, in effect, catch up with others. Within your own organizations, are there things that are relevant? Are there peers, other international organizations? What other examples have you seen of a good digital experience that may be relevant to the IFRS Foundation? Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And having said there are two questions there, and when I looked at this before, I thought two questions, the what you have covered, there is a multitude of things that I think that the breakout groups within those two questions can contemplate, and in particular linking to three, I think, of the topics that we actually covered yesterday. So first of all, in terms of the investor use of technology and the data that they talked about there and how we can or could work with them in partnership, and we said that one of the things to think about was partnership, so I think that that probably comes into our thinking as well. Mark talked about the risk appetite, and he said we are not there being disruptors. I'm not sure yet, because I haven't looked at the notes coming out of the breakout sessions, or we haven't had the thing, as to whether that is where we ended up. I'm presuming it was, but I think it links clearly into what is our risk in this area. And of course, as Mark just alluded to, relating to the consistent adoption and application. So I think that you all have a big job using your brains, thinking about those things on slide 5 and the other areas. And so, chairs, I think you've got your hands full in relation to the next hour and a quarter of delivering some thoughts in relation to this. So I think I'm still right in saying, I checked the names, that it is the same breakout groups, but with a different chair again this time, so where you have been before. Immediately after the breakout groups is coffee break, so basically to end up back in here at 11 o'clock, please, having had some coffee as well as had some wonderful discussions in your groups. Thank you.